Welcome everyone to a special episode of the After Hours podcast segment that's on Patreon with our guest, with our very special guest, Zach.
What is Ass?
Yeah, Zach Ass.
Is your last name Ass?
Yes,
right.
Zach
Ass.
Right.
Zach, I wish that was like a real last name.
I should change
And just it. By coincidence, it was Zach Ass.
Yeah,
you could legally, no, they're not going to let you change your last
they
name
won't.
To Ass.
They'll only change my name to Ass.
They have rules.
That is so lame.
Yeah, who are they to say what my name can and cannot be?
You should be able to have any name. I mean, except for like some names, but like.
Well, knowing you, maybe it is a good thing they have rules.
No.
Probably a good thing they have those rules in place.
Yeah,
but just say the. Just
no,
say
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
God damn it, dude.
You don't have to be so pushy about it.
Oh my god.
But if you wanted to say it, you could. Luke would bleep it out.
No.
Hey, Justin.
What is that?
That's our editor, Justin. He's holding a Jersey Mike sandwich.
How's the Jersey Mike's?
How's Jersey Michael's?
I love New Jersey
Michael's.
Did I
say Jimmy John's earlier?
You did say Jimmy John's, yeah.
I do like Jimmy John's. I don't like Quiznos.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
The taser didn't work.
Huh? The taser
didn't
work.
Justin.
What taser?
I'm assuming you're coming in here asking, how's the podcast?
You made our guest look like a fool.
You made him look like a jackass. Hey, that no pun intended there.
Was it Layton?
It's definitely Layton. Was it Layton?
Was it Layton?
Come clean about this, Zach. What happened?
I don't know.
Whose fault?
I had a taser in my pocket at some point. I don't know what happened.
Zach. You're on thin ice right now, buddy.
I know. I know.
Now, I need you to throw someone under the bus, and I need you to do it stat. Was it the funny-looking short little fella?
We can tell him. It was, you know, your mom's visiting? And you didn't pick her up from the airport, so she thought this would be...
Yeah, she gave it to me.
I wouldn't be surprised. I was up until 8 a.m. cleaning my place for my mom. And I was like, fuck, I need to go to bed because I have to get my mom in 2 hours from the airport. So I was like, okay, I set my alarm. I wake up, it's 12:30. And my mom landed at like 11:30.
She said she was waiting just out on the sidewalk.
She waited for 7 minutes.
She looked at her.
I responded within 7 minutes of her getting to the sidewalk. And I was like, Mom, I am so fucking sorry. So I got her an Uber. So
that's good.
She can't really talk.
Was it an Uber Black?
I don't know.
Careful now.
I noticed when you Uber from the office, you've got these luxury SUVs pulling up every time.
Yeah.
What do you get?
I get the ones that, like, because I want like a big seat, a big cushiony seat to sit in
for your back.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I see
the Uber Black.
It honestly looks like the like government or like the mafia is picking you up. Like he'll go outside and this like black SUV, this big black SUV pulls up, and then like with like tinted windows, and he gets in and just whoop. Or you could actually be doing something nefarious with the mafia, and you just say, "Oh, my Uber's here."
It's on the rare occasion. You make it sound like I'm taking Ubers like every day to the office.
No, just the last two times. Just the last two times, which was like within the last few weeks.
Yeah, because we drove to, you drove us to Big Bear.
I did a good job.
Yeah, well, you got us there.
Did I do a bad job?
No, not as bad as Jim. Jim almost got in a car wreck and got sideswiped by someone.
I think I did a good job driving, did I not?
You did.
Why are you saying it like that?
Like what?
I think I'm a great driver.
Yeah, you are.
I said I think I did a good
You gotta
job.
Believe in yourself, Matt.
It
doesn't matter what I think.
It's hard when my best friend
anyone
doubting
thinks.
Me.
Huh?
I've never even had a fender bender.
Good.
I've been driving a decade.
I'm a horrible driver.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way? Like, do you just tail people? Do you honk your horn at them?
No,
are you very aggressive? You try to run people off the road when they're not getting out of the way?
I think, like, I'm just more like... not thinking about what I'm doing, like, ever.
You don't need to be thinking when you're
looking up at the clouds.
Yeah, yeah. Very absent-minded when I'm driving.
Well, not a lot of crazy traffic shit happens in this city, so you don't really need to be thinking much.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. You know? I'll be fine.
It's a pretty lax city when it comes to traffic and driving.
So. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a good driver. Do you not think I'm a good driver?
No, you're stuck on this. I've said consistently, you're a good driver.
It's the tone of your voice.
I can't help you with this. Some people have resting bitch face. Maybe that's just something with my
voice
you're picking up.
You hesitated and you went, yeah, well, yeah.
Hmm? I had to think about it. I wanted to give you an honest answer, so I had to take time to think about it. You're one of the best drivers that I've ever There you encountered. Go.
Doing it again.
What?
You're lying through your teeth. You're lying through your damn teeth, McGee.
These aren't even my teeth.
You gotta give them back, man. He really misses his teeth.
They look good.
They do look good
they
on
look
you.
Better on me.
They do look, I will say they look better on you than him, but
thank you.
He needs them back. He's been hitting me up about it now, and that's how I know he needs his teeth back.
Well, I can't give him my teeth.
No, I know. I don't think you can give anyone those teeth. I honestly think he should just get a new pair because those look really good on you.
Thanks.
How long have you been wearing those?
About 5 years.
Yeah. So nice. You give them back on the weekends, right?
No.
You used to, right?
I love food. I love chewing. Not giving this shit up. Sorry.
That was one of the things he mentioned. He was like, I
miss chewing food.
He's on a liquid diet now because he can't chew anything.
Well, he shouldn't have given me his teeth. I mean, wasn't more so much to give than take, but
your stepdad's in a lot.
George Washington had people's teeth.
That's true.
George Washington?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He did have.
You would have loved him.
He had teeth. Well, not. He had other people's teeth.
Yeah, he actually had other people's teeth. Like Ryan. Your stepdad's done a lot for you, though, and I think that he does need his teeth back.
Well, I don't know. I mean, my stepdad kind of politically aligns more with, so I feel like it's deserved.
Oh, okay, that's fine, then. That's fine, yeah, I get it.
Whoa.
Do you like coming on our podcast and just being accused of being all these horrible things?
It's
like,
great.
Oh, sit down with these guys I just, you know, just met and let's have a nice conversation. It's like, you were going to say all these horrible racial slurs earlier. Why would you do that?
I never did that.
I just appreciate that you wait for the breaks when we leave the room.
Right.
To feel comfortable enough to say it. Them,
if
sorry.
If you guys do this to me like 20 or 30 more times, I'm out of here, dude.
20 or 30? We got some room still. We got plenty of room to do it still. Oh, Zach, you didn't even show the drink you're drinking.
Oh, yeah, pussy.
A nice can of pussy.
And it doesn't taste good, apparently?
No,
it's disgusting. It doesn't taste good. It's not good.
I've never had it. Oh, should I open up a can of pussy?
Yeah, go get a can of pussy.
Get a can of pussy.
Should I get you a can of pussy?
I don't want a can of pussy. Okay. I'm not a pussy man myself.
It's got a distinct taste.
Does it smell like pussy?
No.
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 Could it smell like a pussy, depending on the hygiene of the pussy?
I mean, I wouldn't want this.
I wouldn't want it either. It's not good. It is not good at all. I had a case of pussy. It sounds like it's like a disease. Yeah. I had a case of pussy back in college. And it was my friend got it for me, and it stayed in my dorm room, mostly on drank. It was disgusting.
It's not good.
I don't know why it's called that.
Yeah, I don't know either, but...
It's a European drink.
They got it wrong.
Person wants to hear what pussy tastes like.
No, wouldn't he like to know?
Are you guys
we're recording.
Okay. You want me to close the door?
Have some pussy, man.
You want to try some pussy, Justin?
Yeah, you want to try some pussy, Justin?
Okay. I'm gonna give pussy a nice smell.
Right?
That smells like rot,
yeah,
like a
dude.
Rotting.
Get the fuck out of here, dude! God.
This smells like when you open up a juice. It's like, oh, that's bad.
Let me see.
Right?
It's grapefruit. What's up, fellas?
It smells kind of like a garp. Don't you dare steal my first sip of pussy, Matt.
Oh, you didn't taste it
I get
it
to
yet?
Taste pussy
Matt,
before
I haven't
Ryan
tasted
does.
It yet.
Okay.
I want to know what pussy tastes like.
I need to test it.
You
I
can taste
to,
pussy
I
before
need
me.
To, I need to test right. it and taste it fresh.
All right. The aroma.
It's got a sweaty taste.
Give me some pussy, dude.
Justin, try
I think
pussy.
It smells worse than it tastes, but I still don't appreciate or like the taste.
Ryan just gave me some pussy.
Yeah, try some pussy, Justin.
Some pussy, Justin.
Let me get a sniff. Oh, dude, pussy smells like battery acid, dude.
You got this?
Justin.
It's a very sweet drink.
Can I have a sip real quick before you? You were just sick.
Dude, this is my pussy.
I know, you were just sick, though, so can I have a sip before you have a sip?
His air particles are already on.
It doesn't matter. I'm not sick anymore.
You could still have the germs.
What are you talking
about?
No,
you can't actually. I'll have a sip after you.
The viral shedding should stop after 5 to
right.
10 to 10 days.
It hasn't been to 10. Are you exposing us, Justin?
No,
oh
dude.
Oh my god.
I'm not sick. Why are you in front of the fucking Zach ass, dude? You're making me
Zach ass has to get CC's on December 16th, buddy.
CC's?
Yeah.
Pizza?
Yeah, we were just talking about CC's.
A lot.
Oh yeah,
but Justin, what
you
do you
missed out?
Pussy's not gonna bite. ahead.
Sipping already.
Just have a, try a little pussy.
Put it in your mouth.
Dude, I'm afraid of pussy.
Just have a little pussy, man.
Of pussy.
It won't bite.
Same, no.
Right, it smells worse than it tastes.
Oh, I love pussy.
Oh, you like pussy?
I love pussy.
Have the rest of that pussy. Mm. You can take that with you and
pussy
help you
fiend.
Hydrate through your work.
I have a little pussy.
Oh, you like sharing the pussy.
I'll share the pussy, dude.
I've never, this is the first time I've had three of my brothers and I share the same pussy.
I know, look at this. All of us sharing the same pussy.
It stinks, dude.
It stinks, but does it taste so sweet?
It's pretty sweet.
Oh, wow. You know what? This is the first time I've had it chilled. Big difference.
Dude,
when it's not
cold
chilled,
pussy?
When
pussy made me feel spry, dude.
Cold pussy is not as good as warm pussy.
Dude, I feel
well, you
spry,
no,
dude.
You say you like cold pussy more than warm pussy.
Pussy got me
now.
Feeling spry. Oh no, it's a
little pep in your step. Do you want it? It's a hat. It's a down to fish hat.
Not for pregnant women.
Oh,
what?
Pussy isn't for pregnant women.
No. Wait, it's not even grapefruit. It's passion fruit and lychee.
Yeah, I was gonna correct you, but I didn't.
Justin, stop.
All right, that's not bad.
Justin,
get
enough.
That out of here. That's not bad, actually. When it's chilled, it's not bad.
You finish that pussy?
Especially, you can have the rest of the pussy.
I love pussy.
Pussy's
enjoy
for
it, buddy.
You, brother.
Hey, you heard it here first. I love pussy.
Well, he loves pussy.
What else? What more is there to say?
Yeah.
You know, Boyd loves...
Loves himself some pussy.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good theme. That's
you know, I will say it was a lot worse when I had it in college.
Pussy?
When I had pussy in college, it was
pussy
not as good as
better
pussy as an adult.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've had it.
Honestly,
believe it or not.
I'm serious. At room temperature, it does not taste that good. The chill is a big aspect to it. It's like eating, for me, like a guava, or papaya. Papaya at room temperature is not very good, but chilled is pretty good. Anyway, Zach, thanks for having some pussy with us.
Yeah, thank you for the pussy.
Couple brothers sharing some pussy.
Yeah.
Sharing some words, some love.
Yeah.
And love to have you back on eventually.
Yeah, totally down.
Maybe like episode 600.
We have to work out.
We got
to,
yes, we got to make that happen.
And do that other thing we were talking about.
You already, like, as I said, Chet is begging Matt. So if that doesn't happen, it's on you.
We have to do that.
You are in. To experience this look, transformation.
I'm about to hit him up too, dude. I mean,
oh, he will 100% take you.
Oh, I know. Like,
he's eager.
I have a feeling that he will.
He
will.
Was updated on that.
He's eager for people to do his program. Like, he is eager.
Oh, dude, I start, like, shedding off more weight. Like, dude, oh my God. That would be amazing.
He would post crazy pictures of you. Like, he would love to, like, he'd make you, like, definitely take you under his wing and...
Dude,
maybe
I
even
have
you
to
get to meet
do
Tom
this now. I have to do this.
Hey, listen, you want to get fit? There's only one way.
Chet.
In my book,
Hanks.
Chet Hanks. He might teach you some good patois accent tips too.
I think I'm good on that.
Oh, you're already good?
No.
You want to try
not
it out?
Like no.
It was. He did sound rusty before the podcast started, so does need a little more practice.
Yeah.
Chet could help you with that. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Thank you for the support on Patreon. Love you so much. We'll see you next week. Mwah.